one of the topics I wanted to get to was the Chief Illiniwek conversation, mask conversation. Yes, and then it actually came up during the meeting.
Yeah.
I know you're having the conversation next month on Native American things, but where do you stand on the incident that happened at the game earlier this year and just people not wanting the chief at the game and others want him at the game? Is that something that needs to continue? I know it's a free speech issue.
You mean at the game or the parade? It was
the game.
Game itself. Well, you know, it's been an ongoing issue, you know, for the better part of the last decade, if not longer, where people are still greatly offended that 10 years after the chief was officially retired, if you will, that there's still these occasional cameo appearances as a way of trying to keep that part of our history alive. And people find it very offensive, you know. And again, as our speaker said, not everyone feels that way, but there are significant members of our population and our community that are greatly offended by it. And it begs the question of, you know, what good really does it do to try to hold on to that legacy? Our goal is to try to find some way to recognize that as a part of our history, but yet move on to a future without the chief in any shape, form, or fashion. Other than, you know, I have no control over what people wear, and this is not about trying to dictate that, but we do have to think differently and hopefully get people to understand that that is a divisive issue that undermines the perspective of excellence both internally and externally. You know, when you go around the country and go around the world, unfortunately, in this day and age, people know the good, the bad, and the ugly about your university, and it is quite troubling.
Is there a way to keep the chief from making random appearances? Is that even possible?
Well, sure. I mean, like, you know, nobody forces anybody to do this. So all it takes is some point is some meeting of the mind and some agreement that is antithetical to the values that we try to advance for this university, that is harmful and is offensive to many. You know, and there's an old cliche about what offends one offends the other. And so you can't get into this debate about what the majority of the people believe. You know, so that's, we have some core principles that we try to adhere to, and it would be our preference, our brothers, that we could retire that kind of cameo appearance and start to move some way to really honor Native American heritage and culture in ways that are appropriate.
So do you envision before next football season that the university will have a policy in place to stop the chief from appearing at games?
Well, we're not going to try to project, you know, what might be policies or practices. Just to say we are trying to create an environment where there is a common understanding that the status quo is not going to get us to where we need to be. And how do we create kind of a collective impact strategy around people that are willing to have an honest conversation about this and try to find a collective path for us. So I can't tell you what that's going to look like, but we're going to embark upon that in April by starting with the conversation. And the reason we're convening this conversation, not to continue to talk about the issue, but how do we create a collective strategy, a meeting of the minds, like-minded people, or finding some common space. They may not be like-minded on this issue, but they're like-minded about the notion that we have to find a path forward that puts the chief over here historically, and to how do we map a path forward without Chief Illiniwek.
Does that include mascot, or is that still far down the line?
It may very well be part of that might grow out of it, but that's not the initial impetus for the conversation. We treat that as a separate issue. The first issue is to deal with this historical issue that's so divisive. And then whether or not the university should have a mascot is, to me, is a related but somewhat of a separate issue that will have to follow its own process.
Different topic, the GEO, you referenced this toward the beginning of the meeting. That
yes.
Strike is over.
Yep.
Just kind of looking back on that now, lasted about 10 or 11 days. The bargaining session went 26 hours, as you mentioned. Just to have that happen on this year, what was your overall take in that situation?
My overall take was that, you know, we negotiated in very good faith, trying to get this thing settled from day one. Both John Wilkins and Andreas Kangalaris, particularly at the end, each of those individuals care greatly about our graduate students. We've all were graduate students at one time. We know what the issues and the challenges were. But we had much more difficulty coming together and agreeing upon the specific details. All of us were greatly supportive of the notion of paying graduate students a competitive salary for the work that they do as TAs, because it's the right thing to do, but we also want to make sure that our graduate programs are competitive vis-a-vis our peers. And so it wasn't like we were all completely on different pages about this issue. It was the difficulty was in the details of how do you come together with a plan that everybody was willing to sign up. And I can tell you, I would like to say publicly, Andreas Kangalaris in particular, came to this issue very late in the process, but perhaps played the most important role. It may seem like it drug on forever, but month and a half or so that he was involved with this issue, I think is where we gained the most momentum and the most clarity about where we would find the common space to come to resolution and agreement about settling the strike and coming up with the wage issues and the other critical parts of the agreement that was important. So,
I know it's like a 5-year deal, but they can renegotiate wages after 3 years.
After 3 years.
Is that something you don't like about the deal, or is there anything about the deal you don't like?
No, I don't. There's nothing about the deal I don't like. As I said in the forum in there, I thought it was a very fair and very balanced agreement that everyone on both sides of the issue should feel proud about.
Unofficial St. Patrick's Day. Seems like it went relatively quiet. So waiting for official numbers from law enforcement. No major issues, thankfully. Last year you wanted to talk about wanting to get rid of the event. Is now what that one seemed like it was more low-key this year? Is it just kind of wait-and-see approach at this point, or how do you want to approach that event?
Well, we're going to continue to advocate for it to not occur because it has no value to the educational experience of our students, and I just don't see the value proposition for it. And notwithstanding, not just because we didn't have any deaths or physical injuries that resulted from this year, what about next year or the year after that? So we will continue, as long as I'm in this chair, continue to try to get the powers to be and those that sponsor this activity to see that it's potentially deadly and really does not add, I think, to our students and the way they experience this community, and it puts them in great harm.
Is there any ideas in the last year that you and staff have come up with to try to get rid of this event?
No, we'll continue to have conversation with the leadership in both cities, and through my office, we'll continue to engage with the mayors and our respective police forces about and just use community engagement process around the bar owners and restaurant owners to try to help them understand that, they have the opportunity to engage our students in their businesses and enjoy their businesses every week of the academic year. And the fact that this thing is starting to decline, hopefully there may be some agreement that it really is not adding anything, so why even bother?
Is there a way to maybe, like other universities have done, embrace it and create a different type of event?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were talking about. Yeah, we have multiple different events going on, and that's one of the approaches that I will never embrace an unofficial St. Patrick's Day that's around drinking. No, I can't do that. Won't do it.